Tantor Audio presents Love and Other Scandals by Carolyn Linden. Narrated by Vida Demlow. Prologue. The first time Joan Bennett met Tristan Burke, he burst into her bedroom late at night, wearing only his trousers and holding a single red rose. She failed to see the romantic possibilities, but then she was only 8. "Where can I hide?" he demanded without preamble, looking frantically around her room. Joan sat up in bed and stared at him with interest. This must be her brother's friend, the one who had come home with him on holiday from Eton. They'd been expected around dinner time, but Joan had been sent to her room without supper for using a naughty word. She hadn't known it was naughty. She heard her own papa use it often, after all, and even her brother Douglas said it. But apparently it was very bad for young ladies to say it. Papa had sneaked her some rolls, though, which made it all right. And now someone had come bursting into her room late at night, which was very exciting, and therefore quite all right with Joan. "It depends," she said. "From whom are you hiding?"
"Douglas!"
She frowned. "Why are you hiding from Douglas? And why do you have a rose? Did it come from my mother's garden?" He went still, making furious motions for her to be quiet. Joan closed her mouth and obediently waited. She wondered if Mother approved of this boy. He had long, shaggy, dark hair and was surely almost as tall as Papa, but as skinny as a stick.